This is Passport to Texas. You want to take part in a citizen science project, but you can't get away to spend time in the field. What do?
Count the birds that are coming to your feeder and in your backyard all day long.
That may sound random, yet Cliff Shackelford, Parks and Wildlife non-game ornithologist, says the great backyard bird count organized by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology is far from random. They combine data submitted by citizens with other surveys, which helps scientists understand how environmental changes affect bird species.
And what's really neat is after thousands of people do it, and in the country, tens of thousands of people, you can see, wow, look at where black-capped chickadees are versus Carolina chickadees, and you can see where the invasion of, say, red-breasted nuthatches are that winter.
The event is February 15th through 18th. It's easy to participate. Just choose a day and register your location on birdcount.org or ebird.org.
And so you just count the birds and submit online. It's real easy. Doesn't cost anything.
Count for at least 15 minutes and keep track of the species you see and how long you watched.
And you might have chores throughout the day, but you're constantly walking by the window and look and see what's out there. And it doesn't have to necessarily be at your bird feeder. It can be at your bird bath. It can be in the trees in the backyard.
We'll have tips on making birds count tomorrow. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.